There are those who come throughout history trying to oppress Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdhal salatu wassalam and their followers from all different sides, from all different angles, from the east and from the west. Similarly, we see movements taking place within the school of Ahlul Bayt, those who call themselves the lovers of Ali ibn Abi Talib to come, and they will state that no, let us try to limit Ahlul Bayt, we speak about Ahlul Bayt too much. No. The light of Ahlul Bayt alayhimafdhal salatu wassalam has seen those individuals who have tried to remove it from the earth and from the heavens throughout history, and those individuals are going to remain until the day of judgment, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the hand of Ali ibn Abi Talib, Asimun Nari wal Jannah, will order them into the fires of hell. Be careful from these movements that take us away from our loyalty to Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdhal salatu wassalam. For we go and we see the example of one day a man, he came to Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad ibn As-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam, and I'm salli ala fi dawana. And he said, Ya ibn Rasulullah, pray for me that I am able to enter into paradise. Imam As-Sadiq, he responds to this man, he says, my dear brother, I'm not going to pray that you enter into paradise. I'm not going to make that dua. Ya ibn Rasulullah, you're my imam, you're my master. How could you do that? He says, Wilayatuna hiya al-jannah. Our wilaya is paradise in itself, and you're already living in it. The imam himself, the sixth imam, one day he went and he saw Abu Hanifa teaching a class. He went to him and he said, oh Abu Hanifa, tell me, what is the greatest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says, I don't know, maybe the sun, maybe the moon, maybe the stars. I don't know. Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, he looks down and he looks back up and he says, the greatest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wilayatuna ahlul bayt alayhi salatu wasalam.